The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardner Supply, offering earth-friendly and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. This common annual flower is related to a plant that has been grown in use for 6,000 years. It helped the early colonists survive in the New World, but unfortunately was a crop associated with slavery and is now known to cause cancer. While tobacco has a checkered past, its cousin, the flowering tobacco, or Nicotiana, is a great flower in the garden. Nicotiana varieties range in sizes with varied colored flowers and even a fragrance. Most of the varieties found in garden centers are hybrids, such as the Saratoga, Domino, Sensation, and Nikki series. They grow 1 to 2 feet tall with flower colors from white to dark red. The ones I'm most interested in, though, are the species types, Nicotiana alata and Nicotiana sylvestris. These are large plants that grow 3 to 5 feet tall. They feature white, trumpet-shaped flowers forming in clusters that open towards evening. The beauty of these types is the heady fragrance that wafts from the flowers all night long. Plant them near a window where you can enjoy the scent on a warm summer evening. Nicotiana grows best in full sun on well-drained soil. Many hybrid varieties are self-cleaning, meaning they don't need deadheading to remove their old blossoms. They do self-sow readily, but the seedlings that sprout the next year from hybrids will not be the same color as the adults. So thin or remove them now as they emerge so they don't crowd out your bed. If you're looking to attract butterflies, beneficial insects, and hummingbirds to your garden, grow the open-pollinated, heirloom, or species versions. These have more nectar than the hybrids and are more attractive and beneficial to butterflies and bees. And now for this week's tip. Having trouble growing eggplant? Try growing smaller fruited varieties such as Fairy Tale in old black plastic nursery pots filled with potting soil. Keep them well watered and fertilized, growing in full sun, and they will fruit early and more often than in the garden. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about rosemary and lavender. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.